Today in Science from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Elon Musk's new monkey death claims spur fresh demands for an SEC investigation. An animal welfare advocacy group claims in a letter to the SEC that Elon Musk again made statements about the health of Neuralink test subjects that may have misled investors. By Dhruv Mehrotra and Del Cameron. For the third time this year, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission is being urged to investigate allegations of whether Elon Musk made misleading claims to investors about the deaths of primates used for research at Neuralink, his brain chip startup. The latest claims center around the recent statements at the New York Times Deal Book Summit that primates who died after implant surgeries were selected for experimentation because they were already close to death. In a statement sent to federal regulators recently, an animal rights advocacy and research group claims that Musk's statements are inaccurate and amount to possible securities fraud. This marks the third letter to the SEC since late September requesting an investigation into Musk's comments about Neuralink's test subjects. Records related to Neuralink's research reviewed by Wired paint a complicated picture of the health of the monkeys used to develop the company's brain chip implants, which will soon be used in human trials. The most recent letter, written by the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine, centers on an interview between Musk and Times financial columnist Andrew Ross Sorkin on November 29th. Asked to respond to reports of the gruesome deaths that occurred during early Neuralink experiments at UC Davis, Musk told the audience that the monkeys who endured experimental surgeries were already terminal. "It's the kind of thing which we could only put in a monkey that's about to die," he said, referring to his experimental chip, adding, "It didn't die because of the Neuralink. It died because it had a terminal case of cancer or something like that." The Physicians Committee letter alleges that there is no proof that primates had fatal conditions before receiving implants. Citing veterinary records the organization obtained last year, the letter claims that Neuralink scientists performed experimental surgeries on previously healthy primates, some of which went on to suffer complications ranging from serious fungal infections to loosely implanted chips to bleeding or swelling in their brains. Previously unreported medical examination records describe the overall physical well-being of the primates prior to undergoing Neuralink experiments. Wired's review of those records found that some primates underwent extensive pre-project health examinations at UC Davis before being approved for the Neuralink studies, which began at the university's facilities in 2017 and concluded in 2020. According to experts, while the paperwork indicates that those animals were to eventually undergo terminal surgeries, meaning they would be euthanized after experimental procedures, their medical examinations did not suggest that they had serious health conditions that could be considered terminal. On October 19, 2018, for instance, veterinarians at UC Davis performed a pre-project examination of a female macaque called Animal 11. At the time, Davis's staff examined her spleen, liver, lymph nodes, eyes, and ears. A cardiologist also performed an echocardiogram to make sure there was no evidence of underlying heart conditions common to macaques. After her examinations, staff only noted one abnormality. She was missing digits on both hands and her right foot. In December that year, Neuralink employees drilled into her skull and implanted electrodes in her brain in an experimental surgery. She was euthanized a few months later after the implants had become infected. According to a doctor who spent years working as a clinical veterinarian at a primate breeding and research facility, if Animal 11 had any kind of terminal health condition, as Musk claims, they absolutely should have shown up in the physical examination that Davis staff performed. However, the doctor, who requested anonymity citing industry-wide retaliation, speculated that while they did not see any evidence of a terminal health condition prior to an experimental surgery, It's possible that the primate could have had behavioral or mental health issues causing the animal to be considered terminal. If we can't control an animal's stress through environment and medication, then that's a reason for humane euthanasia, the doctor says, indicating that Animal 11's missing fingers and toes could be a sign of this. To help cope with the stress of life in a lab, researchers try to pair primates with a companion. In some cases, the doctor adds, one monkey sticks its fingers through the grate and their neighbor bites it off. Other pre-project veterinary records Wired reviewed with the doctor reveal that Neuralink's test primates suffered from stress, physical altercations, and other unspecified trauma before their terminal surgeries or euthanasia. For instance, the doctor observed that at least one primate was being treated with fluoxetine, generic Prozac for depression, and there's nowhere in the documents that explicitly states the animals would qualify for humane euthanasia due to stress, they say. At last month's DealBook Summit, Musk likened Neuralink facilities to a monkey paradise. A Wired investigation published in October found that Neuralink primates survived for weeks after enduring experiments with names like Cranial Heat Dissipation Study or Electrode Insertion Survivability Study. The primates used in Neuralink experiments at UC Davis can live up to 40 years in captivity. Yet, most of the animals that Neuralink euthanized in its experiments had not yet reached adulthood. In October 2018, a UC Davis veterinarian approved Animal 13 for use in a Neuralink experiment. She was 6 years old when she received her Neuralink implants. According to her pre-project physical exam and echocardiogram, Davis staff did not observe any medical abnormalities prior to her surgery, only noting that she had superficial scratches on her lips and minor lip trauma as part of a suspect pair fight. Beginning in November 2018, Animal 13 was regularly sedated with ketamine and hooked up to scientific instruments for neuro recordings. After one of these sessions the following month, Davis staff observed that the skin near the implants felt warm to the touch, the records show. Over the next 3 months, her implants became infected. She was euthanized in March 2019. Her autopsy notes numerous bacterial cultures and evidence of brain swelling. A doctoral candidate who conducted research at Davis's California National Primary Research Center, or CNPRC, told Wired in September that, in their view, there is no real indication that these animals were terminal, and in fact, their age suggests that they weren't. The doctoral candidate added that without more information, there was no real way they could be certain. A scope of work and budget document between Neuralink and UC Davis reviewed by Wired lends some legitimacy to Musk's claims that certain animals may have been terminal prior to their surgeries. The document details the amounts that Neuralink was to pay for UC Davis labor, equipment, and primates at each phase of its experimentation at the university. The first stage of this work will be to test and refine our implantable devices, the document reads, describing these tests to be performed ideally with culled animals. While the document goes on to describe the 6 adult rhesus macaques who were to undergo these terminal procedures during this phase as being in robust health, the Dr. Wired spoke to points out that the budget indicates that this group of monkeys was discounted because they are animals that are considered terminal, they say. However, the doctor explains that because animals 11 and 13 were meant to survive their initial implantation surgery, they were likely not part of this phase of Neuralink's experimentation. Neuralink did not respond to a request for comment for this article or any of our previous coverage of the experiments at Davis. The letter from the Physicians Committee marks the second time the organization has written to federal regulators asking for a securities fraud investigation into Musk's comments about Neuralink's monkeys. After Musk made similar statements about the Neuralink experiments in a post on his social networking app X, formerly Twitter, the organization wrote to the SEC alleging that the Neuralink CEO was deliberately misleading investors. 4 members of the U.S. House of Representatives have also asked the SEC to look into these claims of whether Musk committed securities fraud. When dealing with alleged animal welfare violations as egregious as those leveled against Musk, there needs to be a greater urgency to hold him accountable, U.S. Representative Earl Blumenauer told Wired in a statement last month. Recently, the SEC told Blumenauer that it could not confirm or deny whether it is investigating Musk's comments. Musk has continued to make misleading and false claims about experiments conducted on monkeys by Neuralink, the Physicians Committee letter alleges. We urge the SEC to investigate this matter and penalize Neuralink and Musk appropriately. Thanks for listening to Wired. My name is Zeke Robison, and for more stories just like this one, visit us at wired.com.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms? My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.